This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
On Wednesday, President Trump delayed imposing his harshest tariffs for 90 days, then singled out China for retaliation by increasing levies on Chinese goods to 125%. The new levies are in response to China's 84% duties on U.S. goods and cumulatively raise the cost of importing tea from 7.5% in January to at least 125%. The announcement buoyed markets that had seen at least $19 trillion in equity vanish since February 19th, when the S&P 500 index closed at a record high. The Trump administration said the pause would enable more than 70 countries to lower tariffs on U.S. goods and make concessions that the U.S. hopes will ultimately lead to reshoring manufacturing, jobs, and a balance in traded goods. Canada and Mexico must pay a 10% tariff on goods that do not qualify under the USMCA Free Trade Agreement. Tea qualifies. On Wednesday, China vowed to, quote, fight to the end, end quote, as it imposed retaliatory tariffs matching 34% plus 50% reciprocal tariffs President Trump initiated above the 10% baseline imposed on every country worldwide. Bloomberg News reported that Trump said late Tuesday that Chinese officials, quote, want to make a deal, end quote, but that appears unlikely in the short term. The two countries agreed to establish a, quote, strategic channel, end quote, to ensure communication, but no mechanism was established. What does a full-blown trade war hold for tea? Fewer choices at much higher prices. Imposing 100% duties on Chinese goods will virtually eliminate tea imports from China. In 2024, U.S. importers paid an average $5.20 per kilo for Chinese tea. Will they pay $11.70 per kilo for the same quality tea in 2025? Reciprocal tariffs directed at Cambodia, India, Vietnam, Thailand, Japan, South Korea will significantly increase the cost of tea for consumers facing a recession. Tea arriving from the tea lands for the past century was deemed, quote, non-competitive, end quote, and entered duty-free. Some flavored teas incurred a 10% duty, but the 49% duties imposed on Cambodia, 46% duties on Vietnam, 44% on Sri Lanka, 36% on Thailand, and 26% charged India is unprecedented. Tea is a low-cost item in the grocery cart. Importers purchase tea for $5 to $10 a kilo, but the cost of goods is now rising to $22.50 per kilo before logistics and markup. Even a colossal tariff is manageable when applied to a five-penny private label tea bag, but a 250-gram pouch that sells for $15 will now cost $33.75. Consider a $100 Xing raw puer cake. Will U.S. tea enthusiasts pay $225? Is it fair when their peers in other countries still pay $100? Can specialty tea shops and e-commerce retailers absorb these costs? More ominous for online tea buyers purchasing from China and Hong Kong is the May 2nd elimination of the de minimis tariff exemption, which had accelerated online sales valued at billions, including large volumes of small tea packets. Previously, purchases of Chinese tea valued at less than $800 were exempt from the tariffs. The exemption was revoked on February 4th and temporarily restated on March 10th to allow the Commerce Department to develop systems for processing and collecting tariffs on these low-value shipments. Customs and Border Patrol process more than 4 million de minimis shipments daily. In 2022, 83% of all U.S. e-commerce imports used the de minimis loophole. imports that qualify for the $800 or less exemption now face a duty of either 30% of their value or $25 per item. The $25 tax increases to $50 per item after June 1st. The tax is in lieu of any other duties. Demand for Japan's ancient emerald powdered tea has outstripped supply as exports of the superfood surged ninefold. According to data from the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries of Japan, the export value of green tea, including matcha, reached an all-time high of 36.4 billion yen, that's about 244 million U.S., in 2024, roughly a 25% increase from the previous year. What's driving interest in matcha? Health and wellness fuel the engine of growth, along with matcha's versatility as an ingredient in baking, confectionery, ice cream, tea lattes, and smoothies. Powdered green tea is ladled onto ramen noodles at lunch, sprinkled on dinner salads, used as a filling in matcha cream puffs for dessert, and blended into shortbread snacks. A travel boom to Japan led to the recent spike in sales. According to Bloomberg News, 37 million people visited the country last year, a 47% increase over 2023. Quote, visitors are flooding social media with their favorite Japanese treats, writes Bloomberg, citing influencers on TikTok creating innovative matcha lattes. Matcha is harvested only once a year. Record exports and tourist demand have exhausted reserves to the point that retailers and wholesalers are limiting purchases. Tea production in Japan has declined by 20% over the past 15 years, and domestic spending on green tea has fallen by nearly 40%. This combination has led Japanese officials to enhance their efforts to appeal directly to consumers online, resulting in record exports. The U.S. is a top destination, but so are Europe and Australia. Yukino Matsumoto, owner of Simply Native, a tea shop in Sydney, Australia, told Bloomberg that matcha sales increased almost fivefold last year compared to 2023. Google Trends has tracked search terms for 20 years. Matcha was relatively unknown until 2015. The index's interest over time matcha trend line gradually eclipsed that of green tea over the next 10 years, spiking after the pandemic. In March 2025, the index climbed to 100. Last week, April 6th to 12th, it indexed at 100 again. Over the past year, the strongest interest by region has been in Central Europe and Asia. In Singapore, the trend line indexed at 100 during the past year. Japan's high is 91, the Philippines indexed at 53, and Hong Kong indexed at 48. In Australia, the trends index reached 70, in Canada, the index hit 51, in the U.S., 43, and in the U.K., 38. Czechia indexed at 51, followed by the Netherlands at 48, Poland 35, and Germany 43. Matcha conversations are trending upward in Cyprus, the UAE, Qatar, Lebanon, and Kuwait. The 20-year average for matcha is 18 on the index, about half that of green tea. But the one-year average on the Google Trends Interest Over Time Index is 62 compared to 39 for green tea. Japanese green teas are setting records overall. Last August, the unit price for first pick leaves in Yuji averaged $32 per kilo, up 16% compared to 2024. Total sales were 31.7 million at the annual auction, with volume increasing by 44% to 1,126 metric tons. Business Insight. Retailer Ian Chun in Kyoto comments, quote, "What concerns me is that this global boom in matcha primarily benefits large-scale manufacturers and may accelerate the decline of small-scale artisanal farms and factories. Import brands driving demand seek high-quality artisanal products on one hand, but desire to scale to a large size on the other." Quote, "The inefficiency inherent in artisanal production many small producers making small batches contradicts the idea of producing at scale. Even if a factory aggregates leaves from many small farms, farmers don't benefit as much, he said. 265 million Chinese drove home for the three-day Qingming tomb-sweeping holiday on April 4th, officially starting the 2025 tea harvest year. According to the Ministry of Transport, Culture, and Tourism, another 20 million traveled by train, an 8.4% increase compared to 2023, and a new single-day record. Skies were fair for the 1.79 million who arrived by plane. These record numbers of travelers illustrate a significant rebound in domestic travel during the 2025 Qingming Festival. The ministry writes that tourism revenue reached $8 billion, that's 58 billion won, up 6.7% from 2024. According to Statista Market Research, China harvested 3.3 million metric tons of tea in 2023, a total expected to grow to 3.65 million metric tons over the next 4 years. This amounts to half of the world's tea. China's compound annual growth rate is projected at 4.5%. Varying conditions across China's key tea-producing regions impacted early harvest and quality in the 2025 pre-Qingming tea season. Early April was warm and welcoming in most of the tea lands. On March 10th, Dongcheng in Jishu province became the first region to begin harvesting leaves that are used to make Bailuchan green tea. In Xixing province, the tea harvest began on March 20th under favorable weather conditions. Westlake Longjing was first plucked on March 21st to align with the spring equinox. Shun Ti Zhongling Jin will follow in 10 days. Siling Village began harvesting tea for its esteemed Mingyan tea on March 22nd. However, the harvest in Puer was delayed until April due to limited rainfall in March, which slowed budding and resulted in smaller leaves. Leaves that grow slowly are more compact and flavorful after the winter dormancy, suggesting an exceptional aroma profile and quality teas in 2025. Persistent low temperatures and continuous rains in the early days of spring also delayed budding in the Wuyi Mountains, where only a small quantity of pre-Qingming tea was harvested. In Anhui, farmers began plucking tea as early as mid-March. In Wuhu, the harvest was fully underway by April 3rd. Tea will be harvested in higher elevations up to 6,500 feet in late April or May. These teas include Huangshang Maofeng, Maomei, Dahong Pao, Yungcha, Kimung, and Jinjumei. Biz Insight. German market research firm Statista project China's at-home hot tea market, that's tea purchased in grocery and convenience stores, at $51 billion in 2025. Tea consumed away from home in restaurants, bars, and the nation's 892,000 tea rooms will generate $64.1 billion for a combined $115.1 billion market, according to Statista. Totals exclude herbal, instant, iced, and tea-derived ready-to-drink beverages.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.